This episode of Cold Sports is brought to you by Studio, a company that focuses on elegant, stylish, classy headphones and earbuds. Go to coldsports.com and upon checkout, use the promo code COLD to save an extra 15% off your purchase. Studio is the place that designs your sound experience.
Welcome to Cold Sports. You have entered the zone called sports on another level. And now, here's your host, Cole Johnson.
Cold Sports! I am that man, your man, the illustrious tour guide, Cole Johnson. And on this episode, international incidents continue. Major League Baseball awards their champions in certain areas. We're going to, of course, award the Dote of the Week, and we have a special upon further review. But that's for later. For now, headlines, please. Dateline hangs out. The UCLA shoplifters, headlined by LiAngelo Ball, has been helped, or allegedly helped, by President Trump to get from China back to the United States. The three young men were staying at a hotel, and it was negotiated for them to come back to the United States after hearing in a tweet that President Trump helped out the three lads. Well, the chief of staff of the United States, John Kelly, had this to say about all of what transpired. Quote, "These are law and order guys. They have pretty swift justice. An awful lot of American kids don't realize that the kinds of things that in United States society we tolerate with a slap on the wrist, a lot of countries, they take very seriously." Close quote. Dateline New York City. So the king of New York is LeBron James. Oh, wait a minute. Don't say that to the Knicks center Enes Kanter, because he took umbrage to a picture that LeBron James posted on his Instagram. It's a picture of center court with the New York Knicks insignia and LeBron James in his road Cavaliers jersey, holding a basketball in his left hand, standing at the end of the Knicks logo. And under it, it says, quote, "You're welcome, King emoji of New York. Hashtag my favorite playground. Hashtag strive for greatness. Rocket emoji." Close quote. Well, Kanter had this to say about that statement. Quote, "We've already got a king. It's Kristaps Porzingis. Sorry about that." Close quote. Now, some of you may have seen comedian Michael Rappaport post on social media of LeBron James filming himself on a New York subway. And all of this is funny. All this is rather amusing, but it really comes down to LeBron actually auditioning for the love that he wants to receive. Should he want to throw the deuces up and say goodbye to Cleveland for a second time? I think that's what we're about to see. I think we're seeing him test the waters as to understand who has whatever interest in him. The saga continues. Dateline Buffalo. So from southeastern New York to western New York, the talk of the town is Tyrod Taylor grabbing the pine. After the team getting off to a 5-2 start, they have struggled the last 2 weeks, which has prompted rookie head coach of the Bills, Sean McDermott, to bench Taylor in lieu of rookie Nathan Peterman. In his explanation as to why, McDermott had this to say about it. Quote, "As I continually evaluate our roster and our goal to become better, I've decided to start Nate Peterman as our quarterback this week. I remain confident in Tyrod Taylor and his ability to help our football team moving forward." Close quote. McDermott, if you had faith, or I should say if you had confidence in Tyrod Taylor being your guy, normally when a starting quarterback who has a long leash struggles, you normally want them to get more reps in, more time in, and you normally want him to play out of that slump, not bench him. There's not too many teams that struggle with quarterback play where the starter has actually amassed some success because he is taking care of the ball for most of this year, and you bench him because, well, you're on a small, slight losing streak. Come on, man. That doesn't go. We'll see how Peterman does in L.A., I'm sorry, Carson, when the Los Angeles Chargers host the Bills. Dateline Major League Baseball. So after the end of a thrilling baseball season, the awards for Manager of the Year, Rookie of the Year, Cy Young Award, and the MVP were released this week. And the following won each award. For the Manager of the Year, the National League winner, Torey Lovullo, who oversaw a 24-game turnaround down in Arizona and leading the Diamondbacks to their first postseason appearance since 2011 with 93 wins. The American League Manager of the Year, Paul Molitor of the Twins, who took the team from losing 100 games in 2016 to a postseason appearance. That is the first time that has ever happened in Major League history. Hall of Fame player, he actually is on his way to being a Hall of Fame manager. For Rookies of the Year, the National League, first baseman for the Dodgers, Cody Bellinger, who in just 132 games hit 39 homers. And he has a pretty good glove to boot, as you all witnessed in the World Series this year. That young man has star written all over him. And speaking of star written all over him, the AL Rookie of the Year, one of the MVP candidates of the American League, Aaron Judge. And when we all thought that Yankees were about to rebuild, they actually find this guy in their farm system, and he comes up, he makes the Bronx believe again in a championship quality team with 52 homers, scoring 128 runs, and driving in 114. It's amazing how a team like the Yankees, as storied as they are, even when you think they rebuild, they just simply reload. And they this time reloaded with their farm system. The rich get richer. Cy Young Award winners. In the National League, it was Max Scherzer, the ace of the Washington Nationals, who posted a 16-6 record with a 2.51 ERA and an impressive 268 strikeouts. And that also was Scherzer's second consecutive Cy Young Award and his third in his career. Over in the American League, the AL Cy Young winner, Indians Corey Kluber, who after an 18-4 season with a 2.25 ERA, 265 strikeouts, going 15-2 after June the 1st with a 1.62 ERA, wins the award for the second time in his career. And then the big award, the MVP, National League winner, Giancarlo Stanton, who edged out first baseman for the Reds, Joey Votto, by hitting 59 homers and plating 132 RBI. The Marlins sort of feel bittersweet because they're up against actually re-signing him or letting him go. It's a shame because that's the only thing right now that Miamians would want to see going to a ballpark for a baseball game. And then there is the American League Most Valuable Player, the second baseman for the Houston Astros, Jose Altuve, with in amassing the most possible 30 first place votes, he got 27 of them. And in his runaway winning of the award, he mashed with a 346 batting average, got an AL best 204 hits with 32 stolen bases and 23 homers. Congratulations to all eight of you gentlemen. You all made Major League Baseball extremely exciting this year, and hopefully all of you can build off of this year into a more prosperous 2018. Dateline New York City! Again. So the NFL strikes back to Jarrell Jones, writing him a letter saying that his conduct is detrimental to the league. The letter was first reported by the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal. Well, in that letter, following Ezekiel Elliott's failed attempt to appeal and stave off the 6-game suspension that he is now serving, and Jones kvetching about Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, getting a contract extension after this season, is on the warpath, not wanting Goodell to be in the commissioner's seat any longer. Well, the NFL decided to draft a letter, and in it, part of it said this. Quote, your client's antics, whatever their motivation, are damaging the league and reflect conduct detrimental to the league's best interests. Close quote. interesting seeing billionaires fight with billionaires, or I should say in this case, billionaire fighting with billionaires. It almost seems as if Jarrell is becoming this generation's version of Al Davis. Are we seeing an owner versus commissioner battle again, like we did in the 80s, 70s and 80s with Al Davis and Pete Rozelle? Because it looks like it's leaning toward that, where Jones is alienating the rest of the owners and is an idol unto himself against a commissioner where at least 2/3, if not more, really do support him. And in a place where fans really would like both of them to go away, they're both staying. But that letter was basically sent to Jones to shut him up. That was a legal way from the other 31 owners to say to Jones, keep your mouth shut. You've had your fun. You've had your say. Fine. You're upset that your player is not going to be on the field, that he has to serve 6 games. You think it's unfair. Fine. Now sit down, suck your thumb, be quiet, and take the punishment like a man. That's what the letter said. Jarrell will speak again. You can believe that. Dateline Boston! And the Celtics just keep burning up the league. After their 109-102 victory in Brooklyn against the Nets, and Irving returning to the lineup after being bashed in the head by an errant elbow, scoring 25 points wearing a mask to protect said face, the Celtics have won their 13th straight game after going 0-2 to start the season. Oh, gosh, no!
Talk to the people!
Man Up, sponsored by nobody, but you know Cole is about to get the bad mouth on him.
Look, time is money. Come on now, Man Up guy. Let's go.
Well, what did you say on Chopping It Up with Q, Cole-wall?
Yes, I remember that appearance.
Yes, in that appearance, you said what?
Yes, I said that Irving would have to score 30 points, and he would have to have a lot of help. Yes, I remember that.
Yeah, you said he had to have a lot of help. But where are the Celtics now, Cole-wall?
No, I did not foresee them going 13-2 in the middle of November.
Yeah,
no, I didn't.
They're
see
number
them.
One seed in the Eastern Conference, right on NBA.
I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. I can't tell when things are going to go right or wrong. I just know that
but
guy.
But you were wrong, Cole.
Will you let me finish
wrong,
my thought?
Wrong, Cole. Wrong, wrong, wrong.
Oh my gosh. You were so annoying.
And you were so wrong.
No one knew that the supporting cast that he had would actually pitch in and help him. Nobody knew that. Nobody. I don't care if it was Stephen A. Smith. I don't care if it was Chris Broussard. I don't care what NBA analyst is out there. They wouldn't have told you that they, the Celtics, I mean, would be 13-2.
But they are 13-2.
I get that.
They're good, Cole-wall. And Irving did have scored 30 points.
Fine. Okay. If you're just going to laugh your way off of the set. Laugh now and leave. Go on, get out of here.
My time is up.
Get.
Tune in next time as Cole has to once again
man up.
When I come back, I'm going to collect myself after Man Up Guy ruining my show. Woosa. We have a special upon further review, but immediately following the break. Well, you know we have to do it. Dolt of the Week time is next. If you want to speak on air, go to ColeSportsWithAZ.com. You want to hear voiceovers, go to ColeSportsWithAZ.com. You want books, they're on sale at ColeSportsWithAZ.com. The media reel, check out all of what Cole Sports is about on ColeSportsWithAZ.com. And not just books on sale, books for free. You can get that at coldsportswithaz.com. You can shop for hats, bags, cups, mugs, and all other assortments at coldsportswithaz.com. Whatever your flavor, whatever you savor. If you want to listen to past and present episodes, all you have to do is to go on to Cold Sports with the Z.com and enjoy yourself. Cold Sports! Available on Cold Sports with the Z.com. Now, Cold Sports is back. Cole Johnson's on the mic, and you are about to get ready for the segment that you all love the most. Here it is, your next Dolt of the Week. Dolt of the Week, and you already know the deal. Let's get to it. The winner of this episode's Dolt of the Week is Tampa Bay Buccaneers starting quarterback, maybe former starting quarterback, Jameis Winston. Now, is he here because of his recent play? No. Is he here because of that whack pregame talk in New Orleans where he ate a W? No. He is here because he is under investigation from the NFL for harassing an Uber driver. Well, the incident took place sometime around the winter of 2016, early spring. And the incident alleges that the quarterback deciding to grope an Uber driver in Scottsdale, Arizona. On his Instagram page, Winston had this to say. Quote, a news organization has published a story about me regarding an alleged incident involving a female Uber driver from approximately 2 years ago. The story falsely accuses me of making inappropriate contact with this driver. I believe the driver was confused as to the number of passengers in the car and who was sitting next to her. The accusation is false, and given the nature of the allegation and increased awareness and consideration of these types of matters, I am addressing this false report immediately. At the time of the alleged incident, I denied the allegation to Uber, yet they still decided to suspend my account. I am supportive of the national movement to raise awareness and develop better responses to the concerns of parties who find themselves in these types of situations. But this accusation is false. While I am certain that I did not make any inappropriate contact, I don't want to engage in a battle with the driver, and I regret if my demeanor or presence made her feel uncomfortable in any way. Close quote. Jameis, is it quite possible and plausible you can do such a thing? Well, let's go back to when you were in Florida State. Now, you were not alleged, you were caught red-handed in having crab legs in your person in a Southern grocery. And while you were at Florida State, you were alleged to sexually harass somebody. Actually, you were alleged to rape her. And I said alleged because it was settled. I know, you and this lady had consensual sex, you countersued, I got that. And charges were never brought against you. Yeah, I get that too. But where there's smoke, there's fire. And I'm smelling something burning pretty raw right now. Look, Winston, you have business to take care of. You have a career in the NFL to make better. You don't have time to even put yourself in position to grope drivers. You may think that you're the Don because you have, what, an 8-figure-a-year contract? Whoopee, that's fine, that's great. I'm happy for you. But act like you are an 8-figure man and comport yourself with the magnitude of respect and maturity that not only an NFL player should have, but an NFL quarterback should have. You're a leader, sir. You know this. And leaders cannot do things even this silly to have follow him. Otherwise, how can your teammates trust you? How can your coaches trust you? How can the fan base trust you? If you feel it's okay to eat W's, as you said, and grope women, eat W's and steal crab legs, eat W's and pray that consensual sex wasn't a rape. How many of these questionable decisions are we going to have to field off and have you fend off for people to say, okay, there's something wrong with this guy? Because, young man, there is something wrong with you. If you want to not have these charges brought against you, don't put yourself in situations where this could happen. If it is that serious, drive. Or if you are going to get sauced, get a driver. A male driver and a driving service. It doesn't even have to be Uber. You're rich enough to afford a driving service. Get one. So you don't even have to deal with yourself having to be put in situations where you possibly are groping somebody. Come on, son. You're what, 24 now? You have the sense God gave any one of us to not put yourself in situations like this. Man up and stop putting yourself in compromising positions. Whether you are innocent or guilty, stop. Because it's only going to get worse and more people are only going to take advantage of you because you now have a pass that reads possible rape, possible groping and sexual misconduct, guilty thief. That's what it reads, son. Have it stop reading that. I have nothing more to say. From the ridiculous to the sublime, Champions Personified edition of Upon Further Review is next. All right, VIP, I know you only want the best, right? You want your sports coverage stylish and classy. How about your earbuds and headphones? Well, that's where Studio comes into play. I'm wearing a pair of Studio headphones called the Regent right now, which are my favorite. They are comfortable, they look great, and the sound quality is excellent. You get impeccable clarity in instrumental tones and a well-balanced sound. Plus, you have the option to go wireless by connecting to any Bluetooth device or connect to a computer with the auxiliary cord. They combine high-polished metal with matte finishes, and that embodies the vision of Scandinavian design. You can also personalize your Regent designs if you want. Yeah. Well, Studio also has to trade the Vasa Blow, the Klang, and the TVA earbuds along with the Regent headphones. So, the choice is yours. If you want to listen to Cold Sports and other audio with class, style, and sophistication, go to the show notes in this episode, click onto the Studio link, and upon checkout, use the promo code COLE to save 15% off your new purchase. That's the promo code COLE. Use that upon checkout, and you'll save 15% off your new headphone purchase. Studio, designing your sound experience. Hi, I'm Cole Johnson of Cole Sports. But when I'm not the intelligent sportsman, I have another show. Go to shows.pippa, that's PIPPA.io/revelations. That's where you'll find me in another setting, another platform, and a platform that celebrates humanity that even transcends it. And we deal with subject matter and people from all genres of life. So if you want to see humans learn from other humans, come on down to Revelations on Pippa.io. And you can check out the show also on MileHighRadio.com. That's MileHighRadio.com. Every Saturday, noon Eastern, 11 Central, 10 Mountain, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. Every Saturday. That's Revelations, the place where we communicate truth to power and also the place where we change the world one conversation at a time. Coming up on the next episode of Cole Sports, athletes sitting for one national anthem but standing for another, a jersey selling for over $2 million, a gymnast dealing with sexual misconduct. We'll, of course, award another Dolt of the Week, and we're going to put a subject upon further review that is going to probably anger, disgust, and interest you all at the same time. And tune in January 28th. Cole Sports will celebrate its second anniversary with the VIP Honors. That's right. We're going to award different people in all walks of sports life. The award show to end all award shows in the world of sports. Help bring in the new year Cole Sports style. January 28th. That's the week between the championship games in NFL and the Super Bowl. The VIP Honors. Don't miss it. And if you have any gumption at all to send a voice recording to say either congratulations or I hate the show or anything of that nature, congratulations or man, it's great that you've gotten this far, whatever it may be, send your MP3, your WAV, or your M4A to info, that's I-N-F-O, at Cole Sports, that is sports with a Z.com. And you will have your credits and your audio played on that episode. That's info at ColeSportsWithAZ.com. Send that there and it will be played. Or you can also send it through SpeakPipe.com/ColeSportsWithAZ. Either of those methods, I will get that and then it will be put on the air January 28th. But you have until January 14th to do so. But see, that is for the episodes to come and the celebration is 2 months away, but the segment upcoming is right now. So let's get to it upon further review. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Cole Sports proudly presents to you Champions Personified. There was a pass which was thrown in the Giants 49ers game. It was from the 49ers 17-yard line. And streaking down the field was number 11, Marquise Goodwin. He caught the pass, then he ran it the rest of the way for an 83-yard touchdown pass and reception. So afterwards, Goodwin knelt down and said a prayer. Why is that play so particular, and why is it being highlighted? Well, unfortunately, just hours before that touchdown was scored, Marquise and his wife lost their son. Marquise couldn't sleep. His wife, Morgan, couldn't either. And he was going to suit up and play completely unprepared in terms of the mentality that a football player would have in getting to the stadium and playing. He credited the two most important influences in his life being his wife and his faith for him to persevere and actually suit up and play. Marquise had this to say after the game. Quote, honest to God's truth, the only reason I made it through the game is because my faith in God. I mentally and physically was not prepared to play in the game at all. I really didn't even practice that week. I was just going through a lot, just trying to get my body rested from the week before and the week before that. Coming into the game, I wasn't really in it because I had just lost my baby. My wife, we prayed about it, and I guess she felt that God moved her to allow me to go play, and she encouraged me. She raised my spirits up and helped me get ready for the game. So that's what's so cool about the situation. It is my wife, how supportive she is and how encouraging she is. All these great things that she does for me to help me go out there and play the way that I did. I think it speaks more about her character than mine, because here she is. She could be holding me back. She could make me feel guilty about having to go and play football, which is just a game in the grand scheme of things. And what we dealt with was a real life situation, a death. Not only a death, but a death to our infant child. So situations like that, you only make it through that with your faith in God. Close quote. Well, the baby was slated to be named Marquise Jr. And dealing with that type of situation, it's hard to imagine how you can get the energy to get on the field and play. But I get why he did. And I get why his wife, Morgan, said that he could. The platform that he has is big. It's huge. And if it could shine the light on having a death like that and persevering through it and beyond it, then so be it. One of the things that really brought me to this story was how the championing of the human spirit is embodied in that one singular play. Here it is. You're on national TV. You're on a field where pretty much you have 65,000 to 70,000 people watching you. And you have this wonderful game to play that, if done right, you can forget all your troubles and all your worries and all of what is transpiring in your personal life. But then there are moments like these that no matter what you do, no matter how well prepared you are or how ill prepared you are, you can't escape this. And although the touchdown pass that he caught won't bring back his baby boy, I'm sure Marquise felt a little peace. And I'm not talking about by scoring 6 points on a football field, but by having the faith in God propel him to do things that he in his own power could not do. So before that touchdown catch that he made, Goodwin kissed the sky before crossing the goal line, and then he knelt in the end zone to pray as emotions just leaked out of him. And Marquise is a quality guy because he says that he, you know, prays for everybody throughout the game, even opponents. And that's the thing. In stories like these, it transcends everything about whatever the game is about. It transcends standings. It transcends opponents. It transcends divisional rivals. It transcends team rivals. It transcends fan appreciation or fan non-appreciation. It transcends the sport. This is life. And sometimes I think we need to have constant reminders that although these guys can suit up and play football or suit up and dribble a basketball or suit up and hit 400-foot homers in baseball or kick goals that sear past a goalie in soccer or do a one-timer that would probably hurt the toughest of us in hockey, no matter the sport, life means more. And it's unfortunate that this had to happen to the Goodwin family, because you never want to lose something that precious. Thank you for being an inspiration to all of us in saying that faith and life mean much more than just a game. God bless you. God be with you. God's peace remain on you. And may you continue to shine, and may the faith and the love of God blossom in the both of you as Marquise Jr. looks down upon you guys and sees how much you represent him in the glorious way that God wants you to do. If you happen to like this episode or any episode that you've heard thus far, come on down. Come on now. Click onto it or type that on that bar. ColeSportsWithAZ.com. If you want to listen to the media reel, ColeSportsWithAZ.com is the place. Guest appearances, ColeSportsWithAZ.com. You want to buy books, it's there, ColeSportsWithAZ.com. You want to hear voiceovers, or if you want a voiceover from yours truly, just come on down to ColeSportsWithAZ.com. We got you covered. You want to shop, we have a store at ColeSportsWithAZ.com. You can get hats, you can get jackets, you can get hoodies, you can get bags, you can get mugs, you can get all of what you want. ColeSportsWithAZ.com. If you don't want to purchase something, we got something for free. The 5 greatest quarterbacks in NFL history. It's right there, ColeSportsWithAZ.com. And if you want to listen to the past episodes, the specials, the interviews, and the regular shows like this one, if you have the itch to want to listen to anything Cole Sports related, come on down to ColeSportsWithAZ.com. That's ColeSportsWithAZ.com. You can check out me and all of what this brand represents on Cole Sports with the Z.com. Where you listen to me, how you listen to me, or when you do, I just want you to do this one simple thing, and that is to enjoy the content. For the Intelligent Sportsman, I am Cole Johnson, and this is... Cole Sports!
You've been listening to Cole Sports with Cole Johnson.